The CDC study finds the lifetime cost of a single case of child maltreatment in 2015 averaged about $830,000. Now, that compares to an earlier estimate of $210,000. In fatal cases, the cost increased from $1.3 million in 2008 to $16.6 million in 2015. The increases are due in large part through adding the intangible costs of abuse to communities. Study's author, Dr. Cora Peterson of the CDC, says that includes the pain, suffering, and grief that happens when a child is injured or killed.
We measure intangible costs in two ways for a study like this. First, we need to measure what community members would theoretically pay to help a child avoid child maltreatment. And second, we need to measure reduced quality of life among adults who were victims of child maltreatment in their youth.
The estimated cost for investigated cases in 2015 was $2 trillion. Researchers say evidence-based interventions to help reduce child abuse could offset these costs. Miriam Stafen is a home visitor for at-risk parents in Twin Falls, Idaho. The CDC says home visiting is one of the evidence-based interventions for prevention. Stafen says abuse can have a generational effect on a family, with most adverse experiences occurring before age 5.
So if we can reach those parents during pregnancy and work on those parenting skills when that child's brain is developing, it can change what they're experiencing so that they can actually grow and develop the way that they need to.
There is at least one positive finding in the report. Cases of child abuse appear to be trending down. The number of cases nationwide decreased from about 580,000 in 2008 to 480,000 in 2015. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.